Hello, and welcome to the Exotic Hour, coming to you from paradise.
Paradise.
I'm Kudra Clover, and I'm with my pal,
Chris L.
And this show, we're going to pay homage to the Tiki Bar.
Homage.
And as you know, a Tiki Bar doesn't have to be in paradise, because a true Tiki Bar is its own paradise. So sit back, grab yourself a nice cocktail, and be in the Tiki Bar of your mind. That was Tahiti, A Summer at Sea by Les Baxter. Very dreamy.
And speaking of dreamy, Kudrel and I have once again, we've been partaking in some of the spirits, and we made a homemade cocktail, I should say Kudra made one, called?
It's originally called a kitchenette, but we added ginger, so it's a ginger kitchenette, or a gingerette, or a kitchen ginger.
Yeah, she made what's called a simple syrup with ginger.
It's got vodka, gin, simple syrup, ginger, muddled basil, and lots of lime. Do you like it?
I love it. It's a lot better than the last show I did with you where I was drinking 40s.
He's cut off. Okay, let us take you away with Why Me?
Thank you. Joe Potsners. That last song was called The Left Arm of Buddha by Waitiki 7.
Hey, Crystal, you know what? I just thought of something else. I'd really also like to dedicate this Tiki Bar episode to someone.
And who's that?
It's my new friend, Brent. He also has a dream of opening a Tiki Bar, and you never know. We might be able to open one here on Maui.
Yeah, and you know, I heard that you and Captain Kush have been talking about this for years.
Captain Kush, are you in there? Captain Kush, over.
Over. Captain Kush, come in.
The next song we're going to play is Pool of Love by Les Baxter.
And one more thing, Posters. We'll be interviewing our man, Philip.
That's Philip S. Roberts.
Philip S. Roberts.
Of Tiki Culture.
About his book, Waikiki Tiki. It's about the art and history of the tiki in Honolulu. Thank you. Potsters, Griselle here again. That last song was called The Fakir by Cal Chater.
Listen, Fakir.
Stop it, Kudra. In all seriousness, in all cultural seriousness.
Uh-oh, do I feel a factoid coming on, Griselle?
You feel a factoid, and part of the reason for the factoid, Potsters, is to get things culturally right. All right, and a Fakir was actually a Muslim Sufi. And Sufis, if you don't know it, they dance their way into knowing the Godhead. And a Fakir, specifically, even more specifically, was a wandering Sufi dancer.
You know, this cocktail is taking me to the Godhead. Wait, can I bring it back to tiki bars?
Which took the kiki, K-I-K-I, and we'll talk about that later, to the tiki.
I'm going to bring it back to tiki bars. And you know what? One of the best drinks at tiki bars is a zombie, which you usually end up being if you hang out too long. And this is by Kava Khan, the zombie. So, we have Philip Roberts here, and Philip Roberts is the author of a really cool book that we have right here. It's called Waikiki Tiki.
Hi, aloha. How are you today?
We're good. So, we have...
It's great to be on the Exotic Hour with you, Culture.
Ah, yay! Thank you. We've been wanting to interview, and we want audience to know we're going to actually interview Philip in person. You're gonna be on Maui, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be on Maui on my honeymoon in December, so we'll definitely have to stop on by your luxurious studio.
You mean you don't want us to come to your honeymoon suite and jump on the bed with you?
Oh, you're more than welcome to. Although my fiance might have a little problem with that.
Okay, Chris, I'll let Chris start off with a question. He had a question about the book.
Yeah, what intuitively drew you to tikis?
Well, I've been coming here to Hawaii as a young adult.
Uh-huh.
My uncle Mike was a photographer here. He did postcards.
Oh,
and
wow.
To get me out of the house for a couple of weeks during the summer, I get sent over here. And one of the first places that I remember going was Cantless in Waikiki. And it was a wonderful restaurant, big, huge Edward M. Brownlee tikis. And generally, whenever he would be back in the mainland, we'd go to tiki bars as well. I remember very much going to the Trader Vic's on 20 Cosmo Street in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of other places as well.
But what do you think it takes to make a good tiki bar?
It takes atmosphere and rum.
Okay, bye!
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, time to drink.
Menimo, 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 men many more, many more, many more, many more, many more, many more, many more.
Okay, we're back, and we're still talking to Philip Roberts, who's written the book Waikiki Tiki, and he's telling us about tiki bars.
I did want to mention that, especially on Oahu, there's a lot of home bars. There's a lot of friends of mine who have built their own little home bars, and
wow.
They're wonderful places to just sit back and relax and have a nice drink. And of course, I can't tell you exactly where they are, but should you come over, happy to take you.
Oh, Philip, Chris L and I might be coming over for that Waitiki 7 event with the youth orchestra on October 20th, I believe. So I'm gonna hit you up.
Listen, that's gonna be a great event, and I'm looking forward to that. Waitiki 7, one of my favorite bands. Love Randy, love Helen, who plays the violin, and of course Lepaka Cologne is in that band, and
okay, We're going to hit you up if we come over to Oahu for that event, and otherwise, we'll see you on Maui in December.
Absolutely.
I wish you much luck, and a hui ho.
Yeah. Many alohas. It's nice talking to you, Philip.
Thank you. Mahalo nui loa. And let me do a quick ID for you real quick.
All right.
Oh.
Aloha. You're listening to the Exotic Hour with Kudra Clover. My name is Philip Roberts. I'm the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs. You can find that on Amazon or, of course, bestpress.com.
You just heard Remember Boa Boa by the Waikikis. And Chris L. has went home. Bye, Chris L. And Philip Roberts, who we just spoke to, is off the phone now. So now I'm just here all by myself in my studio. I mean, Tiki Bar. And Tiki Bars, like exotic music, should take you to exotic places. So let's go to India. This is Asha Bose with Kuch Kon Ko Dil Karta Hai. Hope I said that right.
को दिल करता है ये प्यार आग ही सही जल जाने को दिल करता है जो
Okay, that was One Night in Hilo by Arthur Lyman. And now I have a special treat for you from the Tiki Delights, who have their first album out. My friend Darren Long gave me a sneak preview of one of the songs. I'm really excited to share it with you. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but you're about to hear Bali Safari. Apparently on his new CD, I'm waiting for it in the mail. It's going to have Exotica, Spaghetti Western, Surf, Hapahale, and Bossa Nova. So he's covering a lot of stuff there. I'm very excited to get the new Tiki Delights album. Here's Bali Safari. Oh, by the way, if you have any questions or comments, don't forget to write to exotichour@gmail.com.